This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback, I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
99.9 KISW. We return to the men's room with Miles and Thrill.
Your guess is as good as mine. Kind of our categories, the top 10 best car companies and winter destinations. But first, time for a few emails to the men's room at KISW.com.
You've got mail.
You've got mail.
I did find my folder of concert tickets. You want to?
That was pretty impressive, man.
Yeah, I kept a bunch of them. Mariners Astros 2016. Another Mariners. Pearl Jam.
What year?
Pearl Jam?
Yeah.
Great question. I have no idea. Oh, 2018. Allison Chains, Paramount Theater.
I remember that show.
UW, SC, Elton John.
Ooh, UW and SC.
Mm-hmm. Alteros Club. Look out. The Mariners. It's a.
Golly, that's Felix Hernandez. Deck the Hall Ball, Death Cab for Cutie, Cage the Elephant, and more.
Wow.
From our friends at the end. More Mariners. Rush, R40 Live Tour. Iron Maiden, The Book of Souls Tour. What else we got here? Glenn Campbell, the Glenn Campbell Tour.
Now.
Now it gets bad. Jersey Boys.
Oh.
Yep. Spokane Shock versus Portland Thunder.
All right. Yeah.
I was in
Spokane. First time you got Mike High, right?
That's right.
What date was that?
That was July 25th, 2015.
Damn.
Taylor Swift, the 1989 World Tour, CenturyLink Field.
All right.
Zach Brown Band at the Gorge. Killswitch Engage. Nice. KISW show there.
By the way, that guy that was running the stuff at Spokane Arena.
Yeah.
Like a year after that, he texted me. We stayed friends. And he's like, hey, man, you won't believe this. I got an interview with the University of Maryland to run their stuff.
Really?
He still works there, doesn't he?
He still works there.
Oh, he got the gig.
He lives a block and a half from the house I grew up in.
Wow. You're kidding.
No, because he's just like, what do you know about this neighborhood? And I was like,
oh, wow.
Josh, yeah. You're like, literally from my house I grew up in, I could walk to your house in 3 minutes.
Damn. Okay.
Guns N' Roses, not this lifetime tour. Ghost at the Moore Theater. Temple of the Dog at the Paramount Theater.
I remember that one.
That was a good one.
Pearl Jam, what is this? Oh, 65. Yes. Key Arena, that's 2013. Chevelle, ooh, Tom Petty from KISW.
Mm.
Cupcakes from Pearl Jam from Trophy. I don't want to save that. Book of Mormon, that was a good one. Depeche Mode, that was an all right show.
Book of Mormon was great. I saw that in England.
That's what I've heard. I haven't seen it, but...
Pearl Jam 2018, more Taylor Swift, Soundgarden...
How many
Paramount.
Taylor Swift shows have you been to, Swifty?
A bunch. Oh, God. Seahawks tickets against 49ers. Richard Sherman on that one. Can't
what year is
on that?
That?
I don't know. It doesn't say. That's what I can't figure out.
But that had to be and Legion anyway. Of Boom, so what,
yeah.
2013?
And the back doesn't do many favors. Let's see here. Oh, Pacific Science Theater. I went to a lecture on sea turtles.
What?
Yeah. Swear to God.
All right, you were living big.
Mark Lanigan, Showbox, Chili Peppers. Yeah, he has a bunch of them in there. But it's always cool to have those, so I can go back and look. And just.
I mean, I still have a bunch of them saved, but now that they stopped giving them out.
It's kind of hard.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, you can't really do it.
Let's get, if we could, get a contestant on the line now for your guess is as good as mine, 206-803-ROCK. In the meantime, some birthdays brought to you by Men's Room Roasted Red Salsa from San Juan Salsa Company.
Dip responsibly.
All right. Michellas, wishing you and yours an epic start to the new year, and I hope we're just a little more wise and a little less mature than the year before. As my birthday passed, I'll be running another beer mile, so I'd greatly appreciate any coaching from the Dirty Germans. Me and my girl and my Johnson would also be cool. Thanks, guys, and keep on rocking. That from Johnson.
Yeah, I like that your name is Johnson. It speaks very much of who you are. We can call you Mr. Johnson, which incidentally is the same nickname I have for my penis.
Yeah, I think the hardest thing about this beer mile is keeping it in your stomach.
Yeah, no kidding.
Is it four beers in a mile? So you're running around a track.
That's
right?
What the beer mile, that's the way I understood it. Is each lap you gotta chug a beer.
So every quarter of a mile.
Correct.
Okay.
All right. Which would be hard not to puke.
Yeah, no kidding.
Agreed. That's why I don't do that stuff.
Guys, when's the last time you drank beer and actively were doing something athletic?
Athletic? I mean...
Well, not golf.
Or bowling.
I mean...
Right, not bowling.
Or softball.
Right, I mean, I haven't.
Right.
Right, once you take those... Like, yeah. I haven't, man.
Yeah. Curling.
I don't know. Right. I mean, I did a little shot of Fireball before we did the Diplo 5K, but we walked a lot of it.
Okay.
Yeah. But you're like, yeah, drinking beer and doing stuff athletic just seems bad.
It does.
Guys, want to give a... afterward...
Tastes afterwards,
great. It's good for you. It's just like chocolate milk. I'd like to give a huge birthday shout out to my coworker, manager, and friend, Joe. Joey has been a dedicated listener to the Men's Room since high school.
Thank you.
20 years. Even listened via the app while he did a couple of years stint in San Diego for work. We listen to you guys in the office daily. Appreciate you helping us get through the end of the day there. So can we give Joey a big old bong rip, a nasty fart, and a cut that bitch off? Happy birthday, you stupid bitch. That from BR.
Damn.
You stupid bitch, yes.
Stupid bitch.
Cut that bitch off! Next caller!
Pacholos, I need your help celebrating my husband Justin for his 45th birthday. We've been best friends for 30 years. And he's been the world's best dad for 21. He's got all the dad jokes.
His kid's 30.
Yeah, I would not live life without him. Gonna get a Leroy Jenkins, Dirty Germans talking about archery. He's a bow technician, or whatever sound effects you have left in the budget for a guy who's officially halfway to 90. Love the show. That from Miranda.
Get lost, dummy.
Yeah, if you bring your bow, I will bring my arrow.
Yeah, and I'll stuff it inside your quill.
It's time to take off the leash.
Isn't that the quill? We keep the arrows?
The quill is quiver. The feather on the back of the arrow. The quiver is the thing that holds arrows in
I'll put it in your quiver.
The little golf bag thing.
Yeah, stuff
that
it in
looks
the quiver.
Right. What's in that little arrow golf bag?
Hey, lady.
Yeah.
Little feather bag.
But putting this in my quiver.
How come archers don't have a caddy?
That's a good call. Like just handing them the arrows.
Yeah.
That you want to use this arrow.
Because it looks cool when you pull it out of the back and just bring it up.
I'm with Miles. Part of it is it just looks awesome.
Looks cool, yeah.
It would be kind of sick, though.
I have an arrow
just
caddy.
Like, right, and then like, hand me an arrow.
What would happen if you walked into, like, you know, I don't know, a Fred Meyer with a bow and arrow?
I believe they'd ask you to leave.
Yeah, I think so, too.
It would definitely set off, like,
yeah.
Even I would be like,
what is this guy doing? I'd be like, I'm buying a box of mac and cheese.
But I feel like that's the guy you don't approach.
Yeah.
Like, what is wrong with this?
Yeah, you just like, man, just leave him alone. And hope for
that
the best.
Would suck.
Yeah.
I got shot with an arrow at a grocery store. I shoot my steak before I eat it.
Yeah. Would you please wish my wife Katie a happy birthday? Please give her some time with the Johnson there, some Dirty Germans, and maybe a dip responsible for Hugo, who giggles when he hears it. Thank you, fellows, and caca that from Chris, no longer stuck in Reno, Nevada.
You, your girl, and your Johnson.
Yeah, you're in Reno for quite a long time, and lots of people only have one eye. But even then, they still have two.
Yeah, it just means more holes.
Yeah. I call it the socket wrench.
Dip responsibly.
One more birthday. All you dinosaurs, let's start off the year right with this one. Today, I've completed 46 successful trips around the Great Ball of Fire. Can I get a time to take off the leash, followed by an Alan Thick, look out, and an owl hitting the window? Maybe the captain could tell me about the time he helped Aunt Jemima make her famous pancake syrup. And I'd like to make an early nomination for the end of year spectacular. I'd like to nominate Mike Hawk when he Rickrolled one everyone on April Fool's Day a few years ago. Still can't get over that one. Thanks and cheers to 21 years. That from the JJG, president of the Ted Smith's fan club, Texas chapter.
It's time to take off the leash.
Uh-oh, look out.
Ooh! Well, ahoy there. Happy birthday, and of course, Happy New Year. Listen, it's a misnomer that I helped old Aunt Jemima come up with making her pancakes here. Let me explain what happened. She took off her shirt, laid on her back. I saw her flapjacks, and yes, I drizzled the sicky substance on top of it. But it wasn't syrup. But she didn't mind the taste. Crunch berries.
All right, guys, here you go. Happy, happy, happy birthday. Happy, happy, happy birthday. Happy, happy, happy birthday to you, to you, to you.
Yaws and Dirty Germans brought to you by Men's Room Original Sausage. Available through Uli's World Famous Sausage, mensroomlive.com, and other fine retailers. Mmm, Schweinefleisch.
Thank you, Mom. Okay, it's time for a little Your Guess Is As Good As Mine. It's an easy game to play. We get a contestant in line. You pick from one of two categories, and you try to get as many right in said category before three strikes and you're out.
You're going to want someone to call back or call or dropped off.
Okay. 206-803-ROCK. In the meantime, I'll explain said categories. We have the best winter vacation destinations for warm weather lovers.
Assuming this is all in the U.S., correct?
These are all in the U.S.
All right.
All right. All the states that are covered include Arizona, Florida, Texas, California, and Nevada.
Okay.
All right, as far as the best
Reno.
Vacation destinations. Then, Consumer Reports came out with the 10 brands that are the tops in the world of cars. It's their annual report card, and for the second straight year, the number one remains the same. Now, to come up with the ratings, the nonprofit looked at road test and safety performance for more than 200 new vehicles, as well as reliability, owner satisfaction. In some ways, believe it or not, less expensive vehicles are the most impressive.
I believe that. It's like wine.
Yeah. They said there are really good values out there if you look for them. And Consumer Reports says they told the Detroit Free Press, they note that the only auto brand in the top 10 out of the newspaper's namesake city is one that's made in Detroit.
All right.
So we have the top 10, or if you want to, you can get really dirty and go the 10 worst car brands.
10 worst?
There, as far as that goes. Or best winter destinations.
He's grabbing a line now. Man, I feel like I would do better on the 10 worst than I do with the 10 best.
Okay.
As far as cars go, because I feel like certain makes of vehicles, they're always in the bottom, whether people like them or not. Yeah. And then the top always shuffles.
Okay, who's our contestant?
Our contestant is Ryan. Hello, Ryan. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, fellas.
Hola.
Ryan, what do you want to do? You want to do the best winter vacation destinations for warm weather lovers, or do you want to go with Consumer Reports, the top 10 car brands, or the top worst?
Top car brand.
You want to go the top one. So the top 10 in the United States. A lot of these are not made in the United States, obviously, but they're the top 10 brands, according to Consumer Report, from the statistics done here with drivers in the U.S. Okay, so where do you want to start on this, as far as what you believe to be the best cars on the road?
Okay, let's go overseas first. Start with Mercedes.
You want to go with Mercedes. Mercedes-Benz, believe it or not, oh, wow. Wow. They're 23rd.
Cool. Damn.
Another good start.
All right.
I really like a Mercedes-Benz. I think they're obviously very nice cars.
I just assumed that they were very nice, yeah.
Again, this is based on reliability and some other things. Satisfaction of owners, road tests, safety performance.
You got to go Toyota, man. Those things stay on the road forever.
Yeah, I agree.
Okay, let's do it. Toyota.
Okay, that's number five. All right.
I would think along those lines, probably Honda and Subaru as well.
I'm going to go a different direction. I drive Fords. I love Fords, so Ford.
You want to go with Ford? On the list at number 18.
Oh, whoa.
Yeah, not good.
Oh.
Two strikes against you, Ryan.
Boy, this is rough. You said maybe Hyundai?
Honda or Hyundai?
Yeah, Hyundai or Honda?
Honda.
Honda number four. Okay.
Hyundai is probably a good call, too.
Yeah. You got two out of the 10.
Yeah. Hyundai, too.
Hyundai. Okay, you got it. Hyundai's number 8. So you've got Honda, correct, Toyota, and Hyundai. Let's see here. We've got two German brands in the top 10, if that helps you. We have two, three Japanese car makers on the list. And one car that actually is made a lot in America.
I mean, I would think of it maybe a Kia.
Yeah, they're doing really well right now.
That wasn't, he said three Japanese. I'm trying to think of one other than Toyota.
Does this include like their luxury brand?
Yes, that is correct.
So like Acura could still be on there.
Okay. Infiniti could be for Nissan, that type of deal.
Oh, I see. I like where you're going with that, Ted. How about Lexus?
Lexus, number six.
All right.
According to Consumer Reports, the top 10 car brands. Oh, you said, okay, there is a Ford product on the list. It is not Ford, but it's made by Ford. Think about what Ted just said.
Lincoln.
There you go. Number seven on the list.
Nice.
So far, you're correct with number four, Honda. Number five, Toyota. Number six, Lexus. Number seven, Lincoln. Hyundai at eight. Now, right now as we stand, there are two Japanese car makers on the list. There are two German car makers on the list. And I'm going to say this one is an American-made car.
All right.
Just real quick. Other than the Lincoln Navigator, can you name another Lincoln model? As real as I can.
No, that's a Toyota.
The MKZ. Is that Lincoln?
For Lincoln? I mean, just the Lincoln Town Car.
Oh, yeah, never mind. Thank you, Ted.
I don't think they make that anymore.
Do they not?
No, they got rid of all their big cars.
All right.
BMW.
And that's number two.
Well, so Mercedes one takes more. An S, but BMW's...
Yeah, yeah. Right. I don't get it. One more German, two Japanese, one American car maker left.
Totally. Other than Volkswagen, which I never hear anything good about them.
Just so you know, Volkswagen is number 22.
Okay, that's what I thought. All right, so I'm trying to think of another German.
Audi?
Audi?
Yeah, Audi. Good call.
No.
Oh, damn. Mm-hmm.
Sorry,
man. Let me tell you guys, I turned into your YouTube channel about 5 minutes ago, and I'm just loving it.
Oh, cool. Thank you, brother. We appreciate it.
Hey. I didn't have any idea what you guys look like. I might have to shut it off now.
Oh, well, it's all right.
Yeah.
Hey, look, we almost have, believe it or not, 4,000 subscribers. So if you haven't checked it out yet, KISW Rock, go there and subscribe to the channel.
3,920.
Hit the thumb button up there and give us a little love if you smash the like burger, as we like to call it.
All right, what else are we trying to find? How many do we have left?
We've got two Japanese cars, one German car, and an American-made car.
I'm going to say Kia.
Kia is not bad. They are number 12. They really? Barely miss out on the top 10.
Japanese cars?
Acura. Acura, number 9. All right. That is correct.
Yeah. Right, because, I mean, look, I have one. It's old, but it's 10.
Still worked.
Yeah, I mean, those Toyotas, Acuras, they run forever.
One German car is made by the same, the Volkswagen company.
What did they buy?
They've got everything.
It's a German car
made by Volkswagen.
Does a different
Porsche.
Brand.
Porsche, number three.
All right. On the list. I forgot that they bought them, yeah.
And Ted, let's see. We said Acura, number 9. So there's one German in the number 1 car, and then the other, number 10 on the list, is an American-made car. You see these everywhere around town. Both of these cars you see freaking everywhere. And sometimes I would want
to
say
me, that would be Subaru and Tesla.
The drivers are questionable. That is correct, Steve. Subaru is number 1. Tesla is number 10.
Yeah, once you said around here, I'm like, yeah, that's... And people that are not... San Francisco, Seattle. If you're not from those two cities, anyone that comes to visit is like, my God, there's a lot of Teslas and Subarus. Yeah, Austin's
Austin's got a lot of Teslas.
I can believe that.
Owner satisfaction predictions are based on whether members said in surveys that they would buy the same vehicle again. They also looked at safety, crash test results, all kinds of different safety ratings to come up with the best and also reliable cars. So, what do you think the worst car, according to Consumer Reports, is? Jeep is the worst car.
Always.
What's next?
People that like Jeeps love Jeeps. I'm going to guess, and I'm basing this, like, if Subaru and Nissan are the Seattle cars, I'm going to go with Baltimore style and say Nissan is on there.
Nissan actually doesn't do too bad. They're number 13 on the list. Yes.
I'm shocked.
We don't see those enough around here, but they're
no. Thrill's right. That's just not the style of the city.
What's the one car that everyone who loves them will continue to buy them, even though that the car spends more time in the shop than
Range Rovers.
Range Rover. Number 30.
Just any of them.
So that's the second worst car on the road. Believe it or not, GMC at 29, Dodge at 28, Alfa Romeo, see those every once in a while, 27, sure. And Rivian
They round up.
I see Rivian
all the time. I think they're cool as hell looking.
People that have Rivians that I've talked to absolutely love the Rivian, but I know it ranks real low on the Consumer Report.
I was going to say the same thing because I'm with you. I agree with Miles. They look cool.
Oh, yeah.
I know. I've talked to a couple people and they like them, but every time there's a report, they are so low on the list.
Yeah, them and Jeep, man.
I don't know if they just, you just got to take them in the shop a bunch. There's got to be some reason they're always that bad.
I don't know. But Jeep's the one that blows my mind. Like, Jeep's been around for 10 million years at this point. It's like, we still haven't gotten it right. But you like our vehicle. Here's a rubber duck. Here's Rubicon.
And I feel like Jeep guy.
Here's a rubber duck.
He does not care.
He does not care.
At all.
Half the time, Jeep guy likes working on that Jeep.
Yeah, that's why I took my doors off.
Yeah.
At what point do you think I care?
That's why the hinges are rusting.
Right.
Come on. Okay, coming up, we'll trick and tell us with a shot of the day at 5:08. You are listening to The Men's Room.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You know how everything's a subscription now? Music, movies, even socks. I swear if I...
To continue this ad, please upgrade to Premium Plus Platinum.
What? No, anyway, Blue Apron...
This is a pay-per-listen ad. Please confirm your billing.
Oh, that's annoying. At least with the new Blue Apron, there's no subscription needed. Get delicious meals delivered without the weekly plan.
Wait, no subscription?
Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute. Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
If you're an experienced pet owner, you already know that having a pet is 25% belly rubs, 25% yelling, drop it, and 50% groaning at the bill from every pet visit. Which is why Lemonade Pet Insurance is tailor-made for your pet and can save you up to 90% on vet bills. It can help cover checkups, emergencies, diagnostics, basically all the stuff that makes your bank account get nervous. Claims are filed super easily through the Lemonade app and half get settled instantly. Get a quote at lemonade.com/pet and they'll help cover the vet bill for whatever your pet swallowed after you yelled, drop it.
99.9 KISW. The Men's Room returns with Miles and Thrill.
All right, cut up here until 5:08. We'll drink and toast with a shot of the day. And we do have your headlines on the way at 5:50. But first, quick check with Mike Hawk and some of the stories and headlines he is not working on.
Well, thank you, Miles. I would absolutely love to bring you the news here in just a hot second.
Fear not,
it's about to happen. There we go. Little transition there, and we are ready to bring you guys them headlines. All right. And this in no way has anything to do with the YouTube channel. All right. The world's oldest known Twinkie just turned 50 years old.
Did you see the picture of the couple?
Yes.
They looked so proud.
Is it still in the wrapper?
No.
It looked like they had it in one of those glass dome kind of things.
Yes.
It looked like they unwrapped the Twinkie and then covered it back up, and for whatever reason, they just decided to keep it
never
for
molded?
50 years. Man, I'm looking at this picture and assuming it's the same Twinkie, because let's face it, they could replace it anytime. But assuming that they're telling the truth, there is no mold, brother. I don't know what Twinkies are made of.
Yeah, they said that there's a couple crumbs that are missing from it, you know, just because basic movement.
Sure.
It's staled out in certain places and flaked, but...
Mike, much like you, for a while there, I was working at an auto auction. I wasn't doing the auctioneering, but I was doing detailing and stuff, like driving the cars back and forth for the drivers.
McDonald's French fries don't, they don't age.
Ever.
Because in the back seats of the car, you get in there and try to vacuum.
Yep.
And you look down there, because you always want to see if there's change first before you just suck it all up in the back. Just get a lay of the land. McDonald's French fries, they look exactly the same.
Which is terrifying.
They're still salted. They're still the same color.
And then McDonald's smell continues to emanate.
No, they smell like McDonald's French fries. I don't know how long they've been in there. I'm detailing a car. Who knows?
That's how I knew the cars that I didn't want to grab, because you'd open them and then you catch that smell. It's like, this is a family car. I know that there's chicken
McDonald's
nuggets. I know that there's McDonald's fries. I know there's Cheerios. I know there's a melted crayon in here somewhere that I need to get rid of.
Yeah. Also know that you can spray paint cloth seats every once in a while to get rid of a stain.
I don't know what you're talking about, Miles.
We used to get spray paint by the box, dude.
Just spray paint cloth.
There was one guy that we worked with that he wouldn't even grab the vacuum. That was just his
He would just spray paint over everything.
Oh, you bet. You bet. There's an article in The Guardian where a man goes into detail about the hill that he will die on, that he spoils shows and movies for himself before watching them.
Why?
Yeah. Because I thought the same thing. It's like, really, this is one of the first stories that I'm going to see coming into this year.
The hill you're going to die on is that.
Right. And so I read it, and I kind of get where he's coming from, but I have a point to make when it comes from it. So he says, basically, in the streaming age and this information age that we have, we don't need to spend this entire time dedicating ourselves to a show that we might not like, a movie that will end up be boring or won't pay off in the end. You know, how many times? Oh, the final episode, the show was great, but the last episode sucked. The movie was awesome, but the ending sucked. So now, he will read the synopsis of what it is. He'll read the plot on Wikipedia if he can, and then he will watch like the last 5-10 minutes just to get that big bang ending to see if it's worth it, and then he will then watch it from beginning to end, basically to try to see if it's worth the watch. And I look at that and saying, that's the bet that you take when you watch these things. That is the measure of a good movie, of a good TV show, of anything.
And the truth is, especially with the TV show, I feel like with a movie, you're more likely to be disappointed. Only because it's 2 hours of time. How can you not get this right? A TV show that's been on for multiple seasons, like, look, no matter what you do, you're not going to end it right.
No.
You're just not, right? And people are going to complain.
Tough,
name the show. 80% of the people that watched it religiously hated the ending, and that's the one thing they stick to. But I'm like, that's just the negative part. You enjoyed 7 seasons of this show, but you didn't like the last episode, and now the whole thing goes down a flame. Well, you're talking to a moron at that point.
Right.
Like, don't worry about
just
it.
Just because the last few pages wasn't good doesn't mean the story wasn't.
Look, man, M. Night Shyamalan, whatever you're going to watch from the guy, you're going to like him, not like him. But the point is, he's going to have a twist.
Right.
Maybe the twist is worth it. Maybe it's not. But I feel like if I spoil what that is, it absolutely ruins everything else that I'm watching up front.
Well, and talking about this tactic, that's also what fuels conversations. You know, how many times have we gone in, all of us were watching The Boys at one point, which I believe that final season's on the way up. We go in, we show up in here, you know, that episode sucked, you know, this part I didn't quite like, this part was awesome. Like, that's the stuff that fuels the conversation. If you just watch it, like, what do you have to talk about?
And also, to me, it's like sports, right? Like, I like the Ravens. I lost yesterday. It sucked. It's devastating. But you sit through the season to cheer on your team. And only one group of fans is going to be happy at the end of the year. And it's whoever wins. Because anyone who doesn't win the Super Bowl didn't do jack. Right?
See,
they didn't win. So it's like, but that's part of the joy of it, or the ebbs and flows.
Well, I know for a fact it was often difficult to watch stuff with my kids, because they were always asking me questions about what was going on. Now, we just rented this movie. I have never seen it either. I don't know what's going to happen. That's the whole point of sitting there. But I understand, because you're a kid and you're curious. I also know adults that I have been in relationships with that do the same thing. And I wish they knew the end so they just shut up.
Right. Stop asking.
I don't know. I haven't seen it either. I can speculate.
Right. But this is my guess.
I don't know.
Well, and the buildup is just as much of the fun. You know, the wife and I got into wrestling, ever since I was a kid, I wanted to watch WrestleMania because that's the big one, right?
Sure,
but then after a while, I realized I had never seen it before, but I realized it's like, no, you have to watch the lead up to it to understand why it's
exciting. Really understand why that's
so. We started watching every show throughout the year leading up to WrestleMania 40, which anybody who watched it, that was one of the greatest ones that had happened in recent memory. And having that lineup, having all of that lead up to it, like, that's what made it this huge cinematic thing. Like, if I were just to watch it, I wouldn't understand what was happening.
You're just watching the moves, but not understanding why these guys hate each other.
You need to build that emotional attachment. You need to build up that drama. You need to build up the reason why you're watching it.
That guy's a fool. Yes, I will say, one of the funny things about watching movies with kids, though, is their speculation of things. I remember taking my kids to see the movie Trolls, which I cannot explain how much I hate it, but we're in the theater, And there is a scene where the trolls, your heroes, have been captured by the bad person.
Yes.
And they're going to be eaten. All right. So they're placed in a pot and the stove is turned on. And my daughter started sobbing immediately. And I'm looking, I'm like, right. She's like 6 years old. And you got to put yourself in the kid's mind. I'm like, baby. And I couldn't say this in the theater, but like, the chances of them cooking the goddamn trolls in the Trolls movie with a children's audience, it ain't going to happen. I'm just waiting for the end of it. They're going to be fine. But I couldn't tell her. I had to watch her get through it. They managed to, quote unquote, escape. And I mean, just the elation she had. Like, oh my God, I thought they were going to die. I'm like, and a G, okay.
That'd be awesome if it did, though.
If I made the
keep
movie.
Keep that in the noodle.
Don't promise. It's not G-rated anymore.
No, it is not.
You kill those trolls. They're like, it's got to be at least PG-13.
Director's cut?
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly.
Trolls 5. They don't make it out.
Nope. There's a new study claiming that self-driving cars could prevent over 1 million road injuries by 2035. As long as they don't do what that one in Vegas did.
There's always going to be one or two mistakes along the way.
But I mean, but the other thing, like right now, this is about 2035. You go, in other words, we're still working on it. They'll still slam into the back of a stopped school bus with children getting on and off. But we're going to fix that soon, right?
Well,
now.
But once they do fix it, I mean, it's better than half the drivers on the road who aren't paying attention. At least the car is trying to pay attention.
It is paying attention.
It's got one job.
Right.
You know what I mean? It might fail every once in a while. But, you know, I mean, human error is, I would say, greater risk.
Yeah, you're not wrong. You're not wrong. All right. Miles, I know it's your favorite time, but time to put your thinking caps on. It is time for the Merriam-Webster Word of the Day, brought to you by the letter M. It is a noun, and it's a plural noun, as they say. So this one's interesting. I give you guys 1% success chance. There is no way that you guys are going to get this. But it's a plural noun that refers to notes or other marks written in the margins of a text. Also to non-essential matters or items. It is a plural noun that refers to
minutia.
Minutia, not bad. It is marginalia.
Marginalia. Mm.
Ted was getting her to say that if you met him.
Yeah, you're right. You know,
I had a bout to that last year.
He thought it was genitalia.
I never see your marginalia.
I read that point and I was like, is that, am I allowed to say that?
Marginalia.
Put your marginalia away.
Let me see your marginalia, girl.
Apparently, your eye doctor may be able to spot early dementia signals before memory issues start. That doesn't shock me.
There's a lot of things where people looking at your eyes figure out like 15 other things.
Absolutely.
Like last time I got my eyes checked right before we went on break. So December. And you know, they do all their crap. And then when she's talking to me, she goes, look, your eyes seem pretty healthy. You know, your vision is still slowly ebbing away. But your eyes themselves are healthy. And she's showing me all this stuff, right? They show you the picture they took. And I'm like, but what am I looking at? And she points at all these different things. And she's like, because this could lead to blah, 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 blah. And it's not eye-related stuff. Your eyes just show the symptoms of your body somewhere else going down. I'm like, Jesus Christ, man. Yeah.
You can read a lot.
Your liver, your pancreas is going through all this stuff. And I'm like, well, do you know what to do? Like, my liver's bad. She's like, yes, recommend you go see a liver specialist. Okay. Just asking.
My bad. Okay. Lake Superior State just shared its annual list of the banished words that we think that we should stop using in 2026. Let's roll them down.
The Men's Room Top 10. The Men's Room Top 10.
Obviously, with a new year comes a whole slew of new words that we just need to put in the trash, and I'll be glad to. There's a handful that I can't remember that I remember, but I remember hating them bad enough, and I'm glad that they're gone. Like, I don't even want to utter them just because I don't want them to come back, and I put them so far back that I forget what they were.
But remember, by the end of this year, by the end of 2026, there'll be a list of 10 words that popped up this year that you're already sick of.
Absolutely. Right? Is there any words that you guys heard in the last year, or at least in recent memory, that you think should make your way out? Like, Miles, Thrill, I know that you guys have kids that are kind of within that age bracket that might kind of be floating.
But I can't crap up what the kids say. Right, the 6-7 thing. And they're just saying it to say it. There's no real meaning behind it, but which they don't say, thankfully. But like if I make something good for the kid, right? Like,
yeah.
Hey, what's for dinner tonight? I said chicken Alfredo the other night. I can't remember what his response was. I don't remember the word, but it was positive. And I thought, okay, that's what kids are saying. I have nothing to say about that.
The one that gets me is when they start using words that we used to use that somehow went out of, and they're like, it's cool now. And I'm like, it was cool then.
Yeah.
It's cool when we said it first.
Came all the way back around.
We said it first.
Mm. Yeah. Bottom of the list, they go with reach out. It was actually on their list back in 1994, but just the term reach out. Just reaching out.
That doesn't bug me.
I feel like that's mainly for work, though.
Generally, yeah.
I mean, your friends, if I haven't talked to a buddy in a minute, I don't have to say, hey, I'm just reaching out.
It's understood.
I can just send a text like, hey, dude, hope you're well.
I've had a handful of relationships where it has been long enough to where it would be weird to just get a random text from me so that I would need to explain it by saying, hey, just want to reach out, see how you're doing.
And again, I got no problem with that.
Yeah. You know what I mean?
It explains your point.
I also feel like
this is not an emergency. Yeah. This is not weird. I am not dying. I'm just reaching out.
Right. I just feel like in my personal life, I'd be like, hey, Mike, long time. Miss you, bud. Hope you're well.
Yeah.
What's up, bitch?
Let's catch up.
Yeah.
You got fat. I remember my band teacher hated this one. I still like it. My bad.
Do you know where that comes from?
No.
Believe it or not. So it came from Dikembe Mutombo.
Okay.
Playing basketball. His English was not great, but he was in a press conference. They're talking to him after whatever happened in the game, and he screwed something up. And instead of saying, hey, it's my fault, he just kind of smiled, tapped his chest, and said, my bad. And everybody got it, right? So everyone, believe it or not, yeah, Dikembe Mutombo is struggling with English but trying to respond to the reporter's question, just said, yeah, that was my bad.
Okay.
And then he did a lot of good in life.
He did a lot of good in life. My good. I like my bad because it's kind of, you're taking responsibility and apologizing for something fairly insignificant.
Sure.
You know what I mean? You drop a glass and you spill orange juice on the floor. You say, my bad.
My bad.
You don't stab someone in the stomach by accident and say, my bad.
Right. Right.
That's a straight up, oh, sorry.
Right, you stabbed the wrong guy.
My bad.
My bad, dude. Thought you were him.
You accidentally forget to put audio on a stream. My bad.
My bad. How many times have you said that in the last year?
Ooh, in the last year? Just once.
How many times in the last 10 years?
10 years. Oh, there's a handful of times there. Yeah. I've needed that one.
You should get a my bad punch card.
Yeah. Sorry for the 2 minutes of dead air.
I mean, when I was in high school, though, that was a mess. Like, every coach ever had was like, you guys need to stop saying my bad.
It's not going to
be. It's like, all right.
They say gifted when used as a verb. Again, these are banished words that need to go away this year. Gifted when used as a verb. Like, I gifted them a candle. They say, just say you gave it to them.
Yeah, that's stupid. Sorry. I mean, to me, you can say, my child is gifted because they're in some crazy-ass class or something. But if you say, I gifted them, like, you gave it to them.
Yeah, it's a good call. I never went that deep with it.
I would use it that way if it's, like, something specific that I like. But, like, somebody else, like, I feel like they'd get more use out of it. I was like, I gifted it to them.
I feel like I would use gifted if it was something of mine. Like, if I were to give my bass to one of my children. Like, oh, no, that was gifted to you.
Correct.
I'm not giving it to you. I'm gifting it. To me, it takes on more importance. I don't know if that's accurate. That's just how it sounds.
Like, I had a hat I loved. It just looked better on my buddy, and he looked cool wearing it. So I was just like, I'll gift it to him.
Yep.
Okay.
That's gifting it to him.
I like it. Perfect. They think we should stop using it to mean good or great. There are a few instances when perfect actually applies. I don't disagree with that take.
They're not wrong, but to me, it's like awesome. If you break it down, most of what we call awesome is truly not even remotely awesome.
Yeah.
So to me, perfect, awesome, those kinds of things. And by the way, I was wrong. It was not Dikembe Mutombo. Wesley Hare on YouTube was like Manute Bowl. My bad.
All right.
Perfect just drives me up a wall sometimes when people are just like everything's perfect. Like, it's just so extreme.
Sure.
I don't believe people. I feel like I hear perfect more when... I don't know. Hey, man, the beer you want, we blew the keg, how about this? Perfect.
Perfect.
Correct.
Yeah.
If you're telling me how perfect your life is, generally I'm like,
BS.
I don't believe
you. And I know where you're going with it because the younger generation does it not with perfect, but it's the best thing ever, or it's everything, or it's
right.
Easy. Okay. You're very excited.
I still say stuff like groovy.
Yeah.
Groovy. Words that need to be banished this year, full stop.
Yeah. I don't use it, and I rarely hear it.
Yeah, they basically
say... I can
see
why it's annoying, but yeah.
They also banned the word period last year. So the take back then was, we understand the point. No need to verbally punctuate it. Full stop. Period. We get it.
But what if it's my wife?
Yeah.
I'm on my... Don't say it.
Mm-hmm. Don't you
You're
dare.
Menstruating.
Keep that to yourself.
We're done with the word period. Why was it called a period?
It is the period in time in which this happens.
Yeah, because to me, when you say period, like something's done. I'm like, but when she says, I'm on my period, it's not because it's ending.
Correct. Yeah, it just begun.
Yeah.
incentivize. They think just motivate or encourage are underused now.
I feel like that's a corporate word.
Yes.
Normal people don't say that. But if corporate sends some BS email about whatever, we're incentivizing, like...
Right.
I know you're doing corporate speak.
I get it.
Yeah.
Way to make yourself sound better.
Mm-hmm.
Banished words for the year. Massive. It can mean big, or kids sometimes use it to mean awesome.
That's all right.
I used it today.
Doesn't bother me.
Massive.
What you're describing, like, as a good thing, like, yeah. Okay.
Yeah. I thought that was the right word. Massive thank you.
Massive
okay.
thank you.
Okay, that makes sense. Okay. Yeah.
That was a massive kick.
Yeah.
No, it wasn't.
I am very guilty.
No, it wasn't.
Now that you say that word, I am very guilty of that one.
Yeah.
Massive game. Like, oh, Christ, I say that a lot.
You got to stop saying them, sir.
I think I mean it.
Yeah, yeah. Let's see. Cooked. Does anybody other than Ted know what cooked means?
Like, they're no.
No? Miles,
they're screwed. Guess,
yes, you are. You're exactly right.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Like, I'm cooked I'm exhausted, but it can also mean to give someone space or to do their thing. She's an expert. Let her cook.
That's the other one I like, too.
Hold up.
Let him cook.
Let him cook.
But that's more present than cooked. I feel like that's been around.
That came
for a
from
long
Russell
time.
Wilson.
Yeah.
But cooked is bad.
Yeah.
Like, oh, man.
Cooked.
Like, our team's cooked.
Which I don't mind that one. That one still sounds okay to me, which is why
put a
I'm
fork
sure the
in them. They're cooked. For whatever reason, we go to the food well.
We do.
Yeah.
We like food, man. Yeah. That's what we do. Banished words for the year. Demure. Remember when that one got big because of TikTok?
That was a bit of a flash in the pan, though. I mean, that was big, what, 6 months ago? I haven't heard anybody even reference that in a minute.
And flash in the pan is the perfect way to describe that because it got so loud, so fast, so annoying.
But wait until they say we can't use the phrase flash in the pan. Then what do we call it?
Exactly.
A one-hit wonder.
It was so popular, so quick. Everything was very demure. Shut up. It's not that funny. It's not that cool. It's not, no, just shut up.
It's not perfect.
And then this is the number one word that needs to be banished this year. Send it to hell whence it came. Ted, you already nailed it. 6-7. Get it to
hell. Yeah.
It'll
and I get
go
it's
away.
Funny to them, but it won't be as funny.
And that's where I try to get off my laurels as the old guy. It's like, it's funny to you. Let them have their funny thing that makes no sense to anybody else other than the fact that it makes no sense.
Well, the other reason I think the kids will stop saying it is because it's become such commonplace. They're like, look, I'm 45. I said it at least 10 times over the break to people. And it's like, when the old guys start using it as a joke, then it's not as cool.
Yeah, that's how you do it.
A U.S. Postal Service driver is facing criminal charges for trying to run over a 10-year-old, but you won't believe why, Miles.
Why would you even think that was okay?
I'll tell you all about it at 5:50.
Thank you, sir. Headlines are coming up at 5:50. In the meantime, have we made it to drinking time?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great. But all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide.
based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Just got a new puppy or kitten. Congrats. But also, yikes. Between crates, beds, toys, treats, and those first few vet visits, you've probably already dropped a small fortune, which is where Lemonade Pet Insurance comes in. It helps cover vet costs so you can focus on what's best for your new pet. The coverage is customizable, sign-up is quick and easy, and your claims are handled in as little as 3 seconds. Pro tip, Lemonade offers a package specifically for puppies and kittens. Get a quote at lemonade.com/pet. Your future self will thank you. Your pet won't. They don't know what insurance is.
Somebody out there deserves to be recognized. And the men's room knows just who it is. So to you, we say, bottoms up, sailor. You're the toast of our shot of the day.
Drink time it is, and as usual, we head to the drink desk and Steve of Thrill Hill to find out who we're toasting.
Yes, indeed. And today we toast 25-year-old Kobe Watkins of Gainesville, Florida. Now, last week, our honoree, he decided that he would commit armed robbery. So he put on a mask, he grabbed a gun, and he headed to BJ's Meat Market. Then he broke into a cash box, stole over $1,000 in cash, and he ran off. Well, naturally, the police were called. Officers responded quickly. They set up a perimeter, and they managed to arrest Kobe without incident. Now, in spite of having been wearing a mask, the cops easily identified Kobe because the only article of clothing that he wore during the robbery was, in fact, the mask. He was 100% naked.
Oh.
Put a mask on, went in with a gun, and he robbed the place, as they say, without incident. People gave him the money. But yeah, the cops managed to identify him because he was the only naked person within the perimeter, completely naked. So basically, when they saw the naked guy holding $1,000 in his hands, they knew they had their man. Because as they pointed out, one of the problems with that, aside from being obvious, is he had no pockets to put the cash in. Just like when we spotted the guy, they're like, he's naked, he has a handful of cash, and a gun, that's a guy. Arrested without incident, charged with all kinds of things, armed robbery, etc. But I like they also added on exposure of genitalia. Yes, indeed. Mm. Wear more than a mask. So we pour this booze and we drink this booze because we think it's yummy.
Yummy.
So over the tongue and down the throat to party in our tummies. Down the hola, bijola.
All right, it's going to contest online now for Profile This, 206-803-ROCK. Profile This is next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute. Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture. If you're an experienced pet owner, you already know that having a pet is 25% belly rubs, 25% yelling, drop it, and 50% groaning at the bill from every pet visit. Which is why Lemonade Pet Insurance is tailor-made for your pet and can save you up to 90% on vet bills. It can help cover checkups, emergencies, diagnostics, basically all the stuff that makes your bank account get nervous. Claims are filed super easily through the Lemonade app and half get settled instantly. Get a quote at lemonade.com/pet and they'll help cover the vet bill for whatever your pet swallowed after you yelled, drop it.